This weekend begins our annual stewardship renewal. Next weekend, we will have our parish picnic and stewardship fair. We'll also reveal the theme for this year and our stewardship renewal. I want to encourage you all to come to the stewardship fair. Those who come, we have quite a few prizes available. There are prizes for newly registered families, those who have registered in the parish in the last year. And if you come that weekend and register, we'll probably include you in the drawing too. I think it's $250 cash, if I remember right. Who can't use that? Also, parishioners who have been around for a while are also eligible for a cash prize. And I think they're giving away an iPod for the kids that come to the stewardship fair and participate. So some encouragement to come, as if you didn't need any other encouragement. 2 weeks after that, we'll have Commitment Sunday, where we ask you for those 2 weeks especially to discern what God is asking you to do. And I know there's I had this little picture in my head last night of God handing out stewardship forms. I was like, well, God doesn't do that, does he? You know, God doesn't hand you a form and ask you to fill out the little bubbles. That's simply the way we manage 1,300 people responding to the needs of God's church. God actually speaks to your heart. He speaks to your heart and lets you know what he needs you to do as part of his church. Our second reading today from James says, faith without works is dead. Faith without some work, some demonstration of that faith is dead. And none of us want to have a dead faith. Now, we've come a long way in this parish in the last 5 years, and I'm very proud of you. But did you know that only approximately 10% of you will return your stewardship forms on time? By late November-ish, about another 10%. And by Christmas, we'll have up to a third of the parish. After a lot of calls from our stewardship committee, two-thirds of you will finally respond. But you know what? God bless you all, because you did respond. It's the third of you that don't respond that I'm worried about. And we've actually taken out of that figure all the elderly people who can't respond, who their life of stewardship has changed, maybe become more of a ministry of prayer because they're homebound or can't do as much anymore. But there's still a third of our parish not participating. They come to Sunday Mass, they might tithe, but they really don't do anything else. Faith without works is dead. Our gospel says, who do people say that I am? And I want you to look around for a minute, the people around you. I know it's going to be uncomfortable. Try not to laugh. But turn around and actually look at the people around you. You can smile at them. It won't hurt. You may even know some of them. Guys, this is our body. You may be a finger, and the guy sitting next to you is the knuckle. You can't do without them, right? We are a body. That's how St. Paul describes this church. And we need each other. We need each other especially to get to heaven. And when a third of the body isn't functioning, how does that feel? I mean, imagine having legs that didn't work. For some, that's not too hard to imagine. It's frustrating. It limits us. And guys, we can do so much more as a parish if that third of the body was actually working. And it's not just the things we can do in regards to money or school. Those are not that important. Salvation is. And there's people in this parish that are dependent on you for their salvation. And when a third of the body's not working, there's a significant amount of the body that is having their salvation robbed from them. Now, yes, Jesus can figure out another way, but he chose you. He chose you to be an instrument of salvation to the brothers and sisters sitting next to you. God is inviting you to be part of his mission here on earth, his mission in this parish, and we need you. Probably 5 years ago when I arrived at this parish, I came over a couple weeks early and visited with Bishop Brungart. He was, of course, the former pastor. Many of you know that. And I sat down in his office, and it was kind of a weird visit. Number one, I was a brand new pastor. I had no clue what I was doing, and so anything he told me, I'd take. And I remember he told me about legal problems in the parish and gave me a big old stack of files on those. Thankfully, that's all resolved. And he said one other thing to me. Well, he gave me a cup of coffee, too. That was nice. But he said one other thing to me. He said, this parish needs to learn stewardship. And I'm so proud of you, because I feel like you have. You've come so far in the last 5 to 6 years. The participation in our stewardship renewal and our stewardship way of life is significantly up. Our gifts of time, talent, and treasure are significantly up, and our membership is stabilized. Our school enrollment has stabilized. You come a long way. Praise God for that. But we still have some people who think that stewardship is a money thing or a school thing. And guys, stewardship is a spiritual thing. Did you know that in the Gospels, Jesus talks about stewardship more than he does love? Seriously. He spends more time in the four Gospels talking about stewardship than he does love. Who do people say that Jesus is? If you go around and ask somebody in society, they're going to say, well, Jesus is the guy who taught love and forgiveness, right? But how many people are going to go around saying, well, Jesus taught stewardship? And yet, which does Jesus choose while he's here on earth to spend time preaching about? Now, granted, both. One cannot be without the other. But Jesus, if Jesus, for the 3 years that he preached the gospel, decided to spend more time talking about stewardship than love, don't you think that we ought to embrace that? You see, everything you have is a gift from God. The 24 hours you have in the day, your family, your spouse, this parish, and the people sitting next to you are a gift to you. Don't be a dead gift. Who do people say that I am? Who do you say that Jesus is?